President-elect Donald Trump has promised to renegotiate or even tear up NAFTA. Technology reporter Paul Flapp says that throws the treaty's future into question and the careers of tens of thousands of highly skilled foreign workers.
Donald Trump doesn't like NAFTA. Here's what he said about it on TV's 60 Minutes.
It's a disaster.
And on a campaign stop.
And if they don't agree to a renegotiation, which they might not, then I will submit that America intends to withdraw from the deal.
NAFTA creates more than $500 million in trade between Canada, Mexico, and the United States every year. And it provides a way for highly skilled workers from our neighboring countries to come and work in the U.S. It's called the TN visa, and according to the State Department, the number of people using it quadrupled over the past 5 years. Last year, 20,000 workers and their dependents legally entered the U.S. with a TN visa. Many went to technology employers.
If they can't find a match in the labor market, then that's going to erode their ability to be innovative.
Rachel Wellhausen is an assistant professor of international political economy at the University of Texas at Austin. She says U.S. workers are training for technology jobs, but employers need foreign workers to meet their staffing demands.
If the way that the United States is pushing, you know, the technology frontier forward is through startups and entrepreneurship and innovation, then that should be a crucial component.
San Antonio has often struggled to keep pace with the corporate need for an educated workforce. The TN is a popular tool for doing that.
Good morning, everybody. Yesterday we started working with Servlets.
In downtown San Antonio, Luis Montalegre leads an advanced class for CodeUp, an intensive web development course.
I teach entry-level developers. They learn front-end development and back-end development. Just a couple of observations.
Montalegre has a TN visa, and he's not the only foreign talent working to develop San Antonio's workforce at CodeUp.
For instance, in this floor, we are three. It's Alejandro, it's Ricardo here. We have another instructor coming from Mexico, Fernando.
He's not sure what the future is for the TN visa or for NAFTA, but says he can't see incoming President Trump walking away from such a useful program.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. It's something that at least I wasn't expecting, and I don't know how it's going to be looking like in the next year.
That uncertainty is already making things hard for companies that depend on south of the border talent to fill tech jobs.
There's a huge tech talent shortage happening. Just in the last quarter of 2015, there was nearly 1 million job openings that remain unoccupied. So this is huge.
Tito Salas runs a company called Coders Link that connects Mexican talent with corporate America.
Mexico is one of the top IT service providers in the world. It has a pool of more than 500,000 IT professionals.
In the year since he started the company, Salas says he's been able to place more than one coder per month. But the Trump factor is not helping him sell Mexican talent on moving to Texas.
Some of them, I mean, they don't care. But a couple of them, they're actually like, they were very interested. They actually were being interviewed by companies, and they just dropped the application.
Salas hopes the TN program will continue, but he also has a backup plan, Canada.
By the 2019, there's going to be more than 185,000 IT job openings in Canada. There's not a lot of supply of talent there because all of them, they were actually coming here to the US. Right now, we're expanding our network there. We're just talking to companies, and I think there has been really good reception.
Canada's made several recent moves to grow its tech industry with foreign workers. Mexico City developer Gus Sotelo worked on his TN visa application for 6 months. He received offers to work in Austin and San Antonio. Then the election happened.
There were a lot of racist comments and publications in social networks about Mexicans. We felt that that was not the right move to go to Texas.
So Sotelo and his wife decided to drop out of the visa process. For Sotelo, it's not about NAFTA, but about what Trump represents. He was disappointed. Coming to the U.S. was a long-time dream.
Facebook, Apple, Google, Microsoft, all those companies are the best of. I think if you want to be the best at your job, you have to learn from the best.
Tech companies and their foreign workers are now waiting to see if Trump will back up his threats with action that dismantles the TN visa program and harms the U.S. technology sector it's helping to build. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.